greatest parts as I can.
Go on. What's the matter now?
I can't turn the page.
Oh, really, you are useless. You've spoilt the whole flow.
But I can't help it. My fingers are stiff. I've got rheumatism in them.
Nonsense. I'm 5 years older than you. I can turn over my pages quite easily.
Yes, you don't have to turn over so often. I need a page turn.
You'll get one as soon as Mariana turns up.
If she ever does.
Don't worry, she will. She's got her cello solo to practice. She's not going to miss out on that. More's the pity. Personally, I think we're mad to let her have her head.
She's the one professional amongst us.
Was.
She has a lovely tone.
I know. It's just she can't be bothered with such minor details as playing the right notes. Come along now, we're wasting time. I've got to get my pizzicato right in this next passage.
Oh, what about my pages?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Just make a nice big dog's ear on the corner.
The page will all be spoiled.
Stop fussing. At least it'll look used. Now, figure 12. 2, 3... I say, surely we're not as bad as that.
No, just look over there. It's a cricket ball.
What's that?
It's the front door.
I know it's the front door, but who is it?
Well, maybe find out if we open it.
Yes, you go and open the door.
It's always me.
Don't be silly. I'm going out the back to see who threw the ball.
It's probably the person who knocked at the front door.
Use your loaf, man. He couldn't possibly have got round in time. Now, hurry up.
He could have got someone else to throw the ball.
Whatever for?
To separate us. One of us opens up the front door, the other opens up the back, and they charge through. It's a raid, and we'll be knocked flat.
Listen, I'm 80. You're 75. Even together, we're not exactly John Wayne. Anyway, who'd want to raid this house?
You never know. All sorts of kinky goings on in Ealing.
Not that I've noticed. I can tell you I've looked.
I think I'd better answer the door. That banging's awfully loud.
Thank you. That's what I've been trying to get you to do for the last 10 minutes.
Of course, it could be a woman.
Yes, well, there you are, Mariana. It must be her.
I never thought of that.
You never do. Now, where's that ball? Ah, here it is. Right in the middle of the wax flowers. All the stems broken. How dreadful. Cousin Guy gave us those. Must be 20 years ago. He will be sad. I'll have to throw them away now. Thank God. Revolting shade of mauve. Ooh. It's still chilly. And of course, there's no one here. Little bit of strategy. That's what we need. Davy. My boy. My child. Wake up. Open your eyes. Say hello to Mummy. Oh, no. What's happened? Blood on his brow. These nettles all have to go. Gone. He's gone forever. He's as dead as mutton.
Why are you talking to yourself? You haven't got a son.
Hello. I was wondering when somebody'd put in an appearance. What's your name?
Marvin.
So, Marvin, you threw this ball?
No.
Oh, I see. This isn't your cricket ball, then.
No.
Pity. Nice and shiny, isn't it? Sunday's going to miss that. Still, it'll be very useful when the police arrive.
What?
You heard.
What did you call the police for?
A crime has been committed. My window's been smashed. You can see for yourself. It's vandalism.
That's not a crime. That's an accident.
How do you know?
I bet you haven't called the police.
You accusing me of lying?
You old hag. I'll kick your head in.
I see. You're going to climb over that wall and beat me up, eh? Rather a big drop, isn't it? How will you get out? Had you thought of that? Running away. That's an admission of guilt, you know. It won't do you any good. I can't catch you, but the police can.
Ring them up and tell them not to come.
I can't do that. It's much too late. They'll be here any second and they'll want to know all about it.
You won't say anything about me. will you?
Why not? You said you didn't do it.
I just don't want to see them.
If you're innocent, nothing can possibly happen to you.
Susan!
Ah, that must be them now.
Don't say anything. They'll put me on probation.
Susan, quickly.
What? How do you know about probation?
Susan!
You've been in trouble before, haven't you?
Susan, stop talking to that boy and come in here.
Sorry, I'll have to go now.
Just don't say anything.
Giving me orders? You'll have to do better than that.
What in cow?
Yes, Billy. What you want? Have you swept up the glass yet?
Why can't you come when I call you?
Oh, I was having a chat with our little window smasher. Oh,
never mind about that.
What's up with you, getting so excited?
I've had a bit of a shock.
Yes, you're quite pale.
You'd better sit down. Then I'll tell you.
Stop it, you're frightening me.
Now, Susan, get a grip on yourself. I'm not going to tell you anything until you sit down.
Don't patronize me, for heaven's sake. Look, you're doing this deliberately. It's some horrible joke.
Susie, it's not a joke. Read this.
What? Regret to inform you, your brother Bob passed away in his sleep last night. Deepest sympathy, Rose Killigrew, matron, the Royal Infirmary, Edinburgh. Yes, well, is that all?
Isn't that enough? Our eldest brother dead, our own flesh and blood.
Don't be so sentimental, silly old necrophile. Listen, we hadn't seen Bob for 30 years, and when we did see him, we didn't like him. So he's gone. Well, he had a good innings, R.I.P., and pour out the champagne as far as I'm concerned. There is one thing, though.
Glad, look, somebody coming up the garden path.
Oh, yes. Gosh, whatever has she got on?
That's a cloche hat, isn't it?
Look at that shawl. I thought they went out with the match girls.
She's a ghost.
No such luck. She's just another boring old gypsy. Oh, yes, there's a bunch of flowers in her hand. Tell her to buzz off.
You tell her. I answered the door last time.
But you're the man of the house, Billy. A firm, masculine figure. That's what's needed.
Let's both go.
I can see we'll be arguing all night. Come on, then. Why is it I always have to do everything, Billy? You must learn to take responsibility, dear.
You're better at it than I am.
I know. Stop flattering me. Not today, thank you.
Oh, hey, hold on. Don't you know me?
No.
I'm Rachel.
Are you?
You remember me?
No, I don't, actually.
Rachel, your niece.
Billy, have we got a niece?
Your brother Bob's daughter.
Oh, sorry. Quite frankly, I didn't know he had one.
Oh.
We hadn't seen Bob for a long time.
Oh, I see. It's just that I thought he might have sent you some photos.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, yes, of course it's coming back to me. You're the little girl with the frizzy hair.
Not so little now, but I've still got the frizzy hair. Look.
So you have, only more of it.
Is that why you cover it up with that funny hat?
Billy, don't be rude.
No, no, these hats are quite the thing now. So's the hair, funnily enough.
Oh, so either way, you're all right then.
Yes.
Well,
I brought you these.
Oh, what are they?
Flowers.
I know that.
Freesias.
Don't they smell nice? Like Earl Grey tea.
Well, thank you. Is this some sort of special occasion? Don't you know? Well, I won't if you don't tell me.
About Dad, your brother Bob.
Yes, the telegram just arrived.
Oh, that. He's dropped off the perch, hasn't he?
Susan.
Oh, so he has.
You're quite right. It's silly to mince words.
Were you very fond of him?
We weren't.
She doesn't want to know that.
I don't care. It was a pain in the neck.
I'm sorry that's how you felt.
Thank you, dear. It's quite all right. It's not as if he's been bothering us lately.
Would you like to come in and have a cup of tea?
Oh,
we've just had ours, actually, but you're very welcome. Don't worry, I can easily get the pot down from the shelf again. Kettle takes a bit of a time, though.
I'll make it. Come on in.
Thank you. I am rather thirsty.
Sure you can manage, Billy. You know, dear, with your rheumatism.
Oh, it's gone now.
Oh, it has it? I'll remember that the next time you start grumbling. Well, my dear, you'd better come in before we all catch our deaths.
Thank you.
This is fun. It's not often we have visitors.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We have people in and out all the time.
I don't believe it.
What?
These floor tiles. They're Art Deco. Oh, they come in a packet, don't they? And you lay them yourself.
Packet? Lay them myself?
Oh, don't pretend you don't know. We saw some the other day in that trendy furniture shop.
What are you going on about?
You remember? The one that sells chairs that are so elegant you can't sit on them. Oh, stop being so difficult.
I thought you said you were going to make the tea.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, what do you like? You got Darjeeling, Lapsang, Souchong?
Lovely.
Oh, give her a tea bag. Otherwise, you'll be ours.
Oh, yes. Don't go to any effort.
If you don't mind, we'll move into the drawing room. I don't want to be staring at the hall floor all the afternoon.
But where do these tiles come from?
They don't come from anywhere. They've always been here, along with the house.
Fantastic. That means they're genuine jazz age.
Goodness. Is that a kind of a level in the earth's crust?
It's very popular nowadays.
With bones fossilized in black bottom poses.
Oh, and look. You see that stained glass pattern in the door? It's the same one as on the floor. Aren't you lucky?
I'm afraid I've rather taken it for granted.
I suppose if you've lived here for years and years...
My dear, you make me feel like some ignorant Mrs. Rembrandt whizzing past her husband's etchings to collect the milk.
Too much. There it is by the fire.
It's also in the lavatory. You could have tea in there if you like.
I wonder who designed this house. He was very consistent.
All short of ideas. Mind the broken glass.
Oh, you've had an accident.
Only a small one. Just sit over there, away from it all.
I'll clean it up. Where's the dustpan and brush? And I'll need a sheet of newspaper for the big bits.
No, just sit down. I can't stand people fluttering around me, being helpful. Billy'll tidy it up later.
These wax flowers, what a pity. Surely I know somebody who can fix them.
I bet you do. Now tell me, why haven't we seen you before?
I suppose it's laziness, really.
Which is the polite way of saying you weren't interested.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you should. I certainly do. Look at it from the opposite angle. I didn't come and visit you.
Well, this is a bit different. I thought I ought to offer you my condolences.
You could have sent a telegram.
I also wanted to see you.
Ah, the sentimental type, like Billy.
Not exactly. It's just that when Dad died last night, it occurred to me that I knew very little about him. He was already old when I was born, and I just followed my own interests.
Quite naturally.
But now I'd like to know a bit about his background.
So you've come to do a spot of research on Billy and me. I get it. Do you hear that, Billy? Rachel has come to dig us up.
What? I can't hear. Oh,
hardly that.
Oh, never mind.
Don't say anything interesting while I'm out of the room.
Don't worry, we won't.
I do journalism, you see. Articles for Cosmopolitan, that sort of thing.
How frightfully clever. I've always wanted to have a career like that.
One certainly gets around.
I'm sure one does. And with your startling looks, you must have a legion of admirers.
Oh, not really. When one's the sort of person who takes a deep interest in people...
And you do.
It's a passion.
Men run away from you. That's it, isn't it?
What I'd really love to do is look round the house first.
I thought you wanted a cup of tea.
Oh, I quite forgot.
Oh, well, if you want to know about this place, it was built in the 30s by your father, actually.
Really?
Did you not know that?
Now you come to mention
tea
it.
Tea up. I got out a sponge cake and some assorted biscuits.
You shouldn't have. You're spoiling me.
Oh, might as well. He can't eat the ginger nuts. They play havoc with his teeth.
Oh, Susan, really?
Now I come to mention it. What?
Yes. I seem to remember Dad saying something about it.
Of course he did.
Something absolutely ridiculous.
He was always saying ridiculous things.
What?
I don't know. I think he sort of left the house to me.
What? What do you mean?
Just technically speaking.
But it's ours. We've always lived here.
In that respect, of course, it is. It's just Dad being perverse.
You're playing a joke on us.
No. No. Oh, dear, I wish I'd kept my big mouth shut. Now I'm really in the soup.
You mean we're in the soup? Perverse, yes. That was Bob. Susan, you're right. We never liked him. How dare he?
Billy, don't get so excited. There's nothing perverse about it. Rachel's younger than us, so it's right the house should go to her, eventually.
What have you come here for? You want to get rid of us? I should never have let you into this house.
I think I'd better go.
Good gracious, no. Billy, calm down, dear. Have a marshmallow. Just words on paper. Rachel's a young woman carving out a career for herself. She's got her own life to lead.
I don't know what to think.
Well, don't think at all, then. She's simply come to have a chat with us, and perhaps she'll even put it on the telly. You've always wanted to be on the telly?
Yes, I suppose so.
Now, Rachel, it's only fair you should survey your own property. So off you go, a little round tour.
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No prevarication from anybody, I insist.
So, this is as far as it goes.
Yes, it's quite small, really.
But very charming.
Oh, do you think so? I find it rather dark and dingy.
Susan, don't say that. It's very cozy.
I'm all for redecorating.
You mustn't do that.
Why not? Billy and I have been far too lazy.
I like it as it is.
What's this little door here?
Oh, that leads to the loft.
Huh. It's locked.
No, try a bit harder. The wood's swollen.
There.
If you want to climb up there, you'll have to go on your own. It's a very steep staircase.
We haven't been up there for years, have we?
This is exciting. See you in a minute.
That loft must be inches deep in dust.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's got dry rot.
I say, do you think she might accidentally...
Oh! What's the matter? Are you all right, my dear?
I think we're in business. Don't slide your hands. You'll get splinters.
It's like a dream.
What, a bad dream?
Oh, no. How can you say that? You've got a hidden treasure up there.
More like a load of junk.
Nonsense. It's a 1930s paradise.
But that is a load of junk.
The Valentino wallpaper, the Hollywood furniture, the Odeon carpet, the Molyneux clothes. They're perfect. I think I even saw some records up there.
Oh, those old Rudy Valleys, 78s. I keep meaning to swap them for the new Beach Boys album, but I've never got around to it. Don't you find the Beach Boys very tuneful?
I don't know about them, but what I do know is those 78s are priceless.
Good. Then we can buy some Procol Harum as well.
I don't know how you can be so unexcited.
Because, my dear, we've lived through the 30s.
I simply adore everything about them. Walter Gropius, the Bauhaus, the university at Aarhus.
Battersea Power Station?
I've got an idea. Let me go up there and catalogue it for you. Whatever happens, it'll come in useful.
Whatever happens?
Excellent idea. You go right ahead.
I'll just nip downstairs and get my notebook.
Those clogs. I can't stand another minute of them.
What does she mean, whatever happens?
I don't know, but we can't take chances.
I'm not with you.
Well, Billy, I think you're right. She does want this house.
Why have you opened your arms to her? Showed around the house. Let her go up to the loft.
I want to set her mind at rest. It gives us a chance to plan our attack.
Attack? Oh, Susan.
Be quiet. She's coming back.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Listen, my dear. How long do you think it's going to take?
I can't see for sure, but it might be several hours.
My goodness. It'll be quite late.
If you don't mind too much, I'll come back tomorrow.
No, I mean, why travel pointlessly? Much better tidy up the loft a bit and sleep there.
No, really?
I'll find you some sheets in a little while.
You are kind.
Not at all. You'll be doing a job I should have done years ago.
See you later, then.
I always suspect someone who says I have a deep interest in people. The only person she has a deep interest in is herself.
Fancy being turned on by a heap of matchwood covered in dust.
Well, exactly. She's depraved. Now, Billy, what are we going to do?
Are you asking me?
Well, of course. You know how I rely on you, darling. Oh, blast. Just when we want a bit of peace and quiet. Good God, Mariana, it's you, dear. We've given you up for dead.
Oh, hey, head, such a time.
Mind your cello.
You're just not safe with that thing.
It is a miracle I am still alive.
Look, don't you think it's a bit late for practice?
Oh, no. An artist must be ready to slave 25 hours a day.
Well, we were ready and we were slaving, but you just went here.
We've gone off the boil.
Professionals cannot rely on inspiration. Come on, Billy. Take my cello. Mind the handle. It's got to... Oh, dear, you found it. A piece of metal sticking out.
Look, this is all very well, but why are you so late?
Don't ask me.
Oh, I know. You were held up at the bank by a ruthless bandit who became so inflamed that he flung you onto the bank manager's desk and had his will of you right then and there.
How did you guess?
It happened last week and the week before.
What can I do? I have this terrible effect on me.
You shouldn't be allowed out. Billy, if she's going to practice, you'd better open up her case for a smartish.
My legs do it. All my life the same problem. I don't know how to avoid it.
Wear a trouser suit.
I do, but these men, they seem to see through them.
There's your cello.
Thank you.
Look, go in there and have a quick burst on your banjo, will you?
What? What? Banjo? I do not play the banjo. Billy, are you ready?
No, Billy can't join us just yet, dear. I want a word with him. Go on, dear. Put on your contact lenses. Rosin your bow. Sorry, Billy, you interrupted.
Actually, it's quite convenient. I've had an idea.
Good.
We can't get Madame Rachel out on legal grounds, because if she owns the house, that's it. We could get her out on sort of emotional grounds.
What do you mean?
She might just not like this house.
But she loves it. You saw that.
Well, she hasn't been here very long, has she? She might discover that there's some rather odd things about this place. Not very pleasant things.
No, careful, Billy. We don't want to antagonize her.
Oh, good gracious. It won't be anything to do with us, so to speak. Let's think. There must be things that bother her in this life.
I hope so.
All we've got to do is to find out what they are and then provide them. You think she has a weak heart?
No, but I have. So we'll forget all about that.
Did she do something awful as a child?
How am I to know?
Maybe she tried to kill someone with a poker.
That was Aunt Tilly.
Or set fire to the house.
Oh, you're getting confused, Billy. I did that when I got fed up with Bob one day. Remember?
So you did.
Any sensible child would.
Well, there you are.
No, I'm afraid not. Rachel was grown up by the time she was six. I know her type.
I've got it.
What?
Her mother.
Oh, her mother died ages ago.
Exactly. Must have been a great blow to her. A secret wound she never really recovered from.
Her Achilles heel.
So the answer's obvious. We'd bring her back.
Who?
The mother.
Oh, I don't go in for all that spiritualism, Lark.
No, we can't possibly rely on that. No, we fake it. A mysterious apparition late at night. A pathetic figure searching for her long-lost daughter. Calling out to her. Wanting to kiss her goodnight or even...
Yes?
Or wanting to enfold her in a soft embrace and take her back to nurse in Hades.
That's the one.
The ghost rider's in the sky. Yippee, fern, yip, doing. One ashtray, lalik, glass. One cigarette case with chagrin covering. Funny noise. it's not the gramophone. Seems to be coming from outside. Can't see a thing. Oh, wait a minute. What's that over there by the willow tree?
Where are you?
Pardon?
Come to me, my child. Do not be afraid.
Oh, some old biddy must have wandered in. Hello, dear. Are you lost?
Is that you, Rachel?
Who is that?
It is all right. You are safe now. I have come to take you back.
Who are you?
Don't you know me? Your own...
hold on. I'm coming down. What's happening? Oh, this wretched door. I'll have to get a file to it. There must be some loony bin nearby. She'll scare Billy stiff. Now, where are they? Aunt Susan! Uncle Billy!
We're in the kitchen, dear.
That's funny.
Is something the matter?
There's an old lady wandered into your garden. I think she's lost.
What?
Look, out there, through the window.
I can't see anybody. Can you, Billy?
No, not a thing.
Oh, neither can I. She must have wandered off.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, there's nowhere for her to wander to.
Out of the gate, behind the willow tree.
There isn't any gate behind the willow tree.
It's an 8-foot wall. If you look between the fronds...
How did she get in?
I can't imagine.
But you've been down here all the time. You must have seen her come and go.
We haven't seen anything.
Oh, of course, you were looking into the sink.
On the contrary, when I'm doing the washing up, I like to look out of the window.
Oh, but didn't you hear the scream?
What scream?
You must have... Is something the matter, Uncle Billy?
No.
You're panting.
Oh, he gets a bit breathless at times.
Oh, what was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, I definitely heard something. It was out here, in the passage. I heard a thump. Must be in this broom cupboard under the stairs.
No. Don't open that. It's stiff. You'll strain yourself.
Don't worry about it, dear. You probably dislodged a broom when you came clattering down the stairs. Only it took a few seconds until...
I'll go.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't run about. Uncle Billy, you've gone quite red in the face. Excuse me, I'll come along.
Oh, hello, Mariana. You're here at last.
That's Mariana. She's come to practice.
A little girl?
Oh, no, she's quite old.
There's definitely something in that cupboard.
Oh, actually, it's very higgledy-piggledy in there. Once something falls, well, it's sort of like a house of cards.
Aunt Susan, are you sure you didn't see someone in the garden?
Well, dear, I know Billy and I are old, but our eyesight
still... No, she called me Rachel.
But nobody knows you're here. Yeah, but
is there a Rachel in the neighborhood?
Not that I know.
It's most peculiar. I mean, either she's possessed of a gazelle-like agility, or I'm going potty.
Yes, well, look, we're going to practice our trio for the next half hour, so you pop along upstairs and carry on with your work. Or better still, have a lie down, then we'll all eat dinner.
Yes, well, I'll help you in the kitchen.
Wouldn't hear of it.
I must do something in return. Isn't Billy going to let your friend in?
Oh, yes, but she's probably forgotten her cello. She's very absent-minded, you know.
Oh, well, back to Marlene Dietrich. See what the boys in the back room will have.
Hey!
I am sorry, I cannot stay in there any longer.
Shh, it's all right, she's gone. Billy, you can let Marvin in now.
The dust was choking me.
You've done brilliantly.
That's her again.
Shut up, Marvin. Don't be a baby.
Who is this boy who keeps screaming at me?
This is Marvin. He was hiding out of the garden. He thought you were a real ghost.
But you're a brave boy. You're not going to scream anymore. It was only a game.
Out in the garden, this man said that if I stopped screaming...
You'd have your wall back. Well, you shall have it. Mariana, for heaven's sake, don't just stand there. Take my coat off and that silly veil.
Don't you think it flatter me.
Oh, go into the drawing room with Billy and play your cello.
What about you?
I'll be with you in a second.
Oh, really? You tangled me in a willow tree. You stuffed me into a broom cupboard. You give insulting descriptions of me. And all this I have to go through just to practice my cello solo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was all in a day's work for you.
Get your move on, Mariana, before I stick this bow up your skirt.
Now, you're not to take any notice of them, Marvin. I want you to come with me. We've got some more games to play.
Oh, dear, they're still going at it, hammer and tongs. They've lost all sense of time. Boy, could I do with a wash and brush up. What on earth are we doing?
Are you all right down there?
Poor dears, they must be stone deaf. Sorry to burst in like this, but did you hear a crash?
Yes, thank you.
Rachel, you don't know Mariana. Mariana, this is Rachel, our niece.
Hello, but it sounds as if it came from this house.
I'm sure it did.
Maybe something was broken.
Something undoubtedly was.
I thought maybe one of you was hurt.
Well, you can see we aren't.
We've just been sitting here playing away.
Yes, I know. That struck me as rather odd.
Could we continue, please?
You're certainly taking it very calmly.
Yeah, we have to.
Please, we are giving a performance tomorrow night, no?
What do you mean, you have to?
It's a regular occurrence.
The glass smash this afternoon, the same thing.
Don't understand.
Mariana, forgive me if I abandon you for a moment.
Well, really, all these interruptions.
Come into the kitchen, Rachel, and I'll explain.
My God! It's like an explosion.
I was shocked, too, the first time it happened.
What? It's happened before?
I'm afraid so.
What's going on? Is somebody trying to terrorize you? For heaven's sake, why haven't you been to the police?
Only it was that simple. You see, no actual body is doing it.
Oh, vibrations, you mean? A tube train or something?
Oh, no. There are no tube trains anywhere near here.
Well, what is it, then? A freak draft?
Billy and I, we've racked our brains. We just can't find a clear physical explanation for it.
But how could you go on living here with your crockery being smashed all the time?
It has been very trying.
I'm going to sweep it up, and no arguing from you.
I won't argue. My defenses are down. It's a positive relief to tell someone about this. The dustpan and brush are over there.
Mariana's getting impatient.
Susan, what's the matter? Why are you doubled up like that?
No, it's nothing. It's just a spasm.
I'm not surprised if you go getting yourself into such odd positions. Are you looking for something?
Oh, no, no.
Can we get started again?
Hold on a sec. I want to know a bit more about these smash-ups. When did it all start?
Oh, about 26 years ago.
Come on, that can't be true. You're having me on.
It's hardly a joke. I mean, this is the second time it's happened today. Usually it only happens once a year, on the 9th of September.
Yes, the 9th of September, 26 years ago. That's when it all started, definitely.
1950.
No, that's right. 1950 it was.
Who cares about the date? I'm thinking of all the smashed crockery.
Mariana, who, I must point out, has a wild imagination. She likes to amuse us by saying that it's a poultice.
A poltergeist. Oh,
well, that is wild imagination.
When she went to the vicar.
Yes, and told him to exercise it.
He was very cross.
She told him to give him something to do.
Apart from his Sunday work.
A new ritual.
Get into the Bible.
Mariana was jumping the gun a bit, wasn't she? Now, this isn't her house, and it's not her problem.
That's what we told her.
We had to tick her off very soundly.
The funny thing is...
Yes, very curious.
Is that...
In this kitchen...
Many years ago...
Before you were born.
Your mother and your father have
terrible quarrel
in here.
And then, of course, not many years later...
she died.
When was that now?
1950, actually.
That's right. And a telegram came on a lovely autumn day.
More of an Indian summer.
Yes, early...
September.
And then suddenly, after that, came these tornadoes.
What a funny coincidence.
Yes, very funny, isn't it?
Well, one thing that can be said for our poltergeist is that he...
Or she?
Or she is very considerate.
In what way?
She's left all your good china intact and only broken the cheap stuff.
Where is she?
Shh! What was that?
She promised me.
That's Mariano.
And who else?
No, only her.
She was coming in.
There were two distinct voices.
And she talks to herself.
Bit loopy, to tell you the truth.
I'll have all that.
There is somebody else with her.
I can't see anyone.
Who were you talking to just now?
Talking? Was I talking? See what I mean?
Mariana, that is your name, isn't it?
Yes.
Mariana, dear, do you have a friend? A very special friend whom you like to talk with in private?
Uh-huh.
Somebody that nobody else knows? Somebody that perhaps nobody else can even see? Who gets in a temper now and then and... throws plates about her.
Shut up!
Oh!
This is ridiculous! My good woman, I am not Gaga. Susan, I have had enough.
You do want to play your cello sonata tomorrow, don't you? With Billy accompanying.
But of course!
Just pipe down and behave yourself.
Billy?
This is too much! I am going. The concert is off.
Oh, that's childish.
Childish? Who is childish?
You call yourself a professional?
A professional has to be treated with respect. You are making a mockery of me. You are taking my profession away from me. Of course, I do not talk to myself. You go.
Oh, my name's Rachel.
Look under the piano.
Look under the...
Good heavens! Marvin, you mischievous little thing. We couldn't think what was going on.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
You may well ask.
Oh, hush a minute. You'll frighten him. Marvin's our little friend who visits us.
Horrid creature.
He's come to collect something from his Auntie Susan.
It's in the kitchen.
It's in the Toby jug here.
A cricket ball? I didn't see that when I came in.
Well, you'll have to sharpen up your observation.
What's it doing here, though?
We play cricket, Susan and I, and Marvin from time to time.
I bowl a rather crafty underarm, actually.
Oh, boo!
Are you off, then?
As soon as I can get this case closed.
You won't. You ought to have that handle seen to.
If only you wouldn't get into such a state.
State, of course I get into a state, and you know why. Because you two, you torment me. Well, now you will have to find some other game. The Perivale Trio is disbanded.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. You're just playing hard to get, because you know you're the best.
We can't do without you.
That is not the impression I get.
Can you hand me down my ball, please?
Shut up with your wretched ball.
I wish I knew what's upsetting you.
What's your name?
Rachel.
I tell you, Rachel. With Rubinstein I work, with Toscanini I work, with Heifetz I work.
Oh, way down to us. There's your ball, Marvin.
And never before, never have I been treated like this.
But it wasn't such fun, was it?
Treated like what?
You ask them. Humiliated!
You're not deserting us in your hour of need.
She's a very highly strung artiste.
Can I go home now?
But we love her.
Worship the ground you tread on, dear.
Oh, you cannot schmooze me.
I'd hate to try.
I want to go home.
Yes, yes, we all go home. Good night.
That does it. I'm starting a rock band tomorrow. Temperamental old bat. Sorry, Marvin, she slammed the door in your face. Thank you very much for coming to play with us. Open the door for him, Billy. He can't reach.
Aha! You are begging for mercy now.
Oh, still there?
Tomorrow I do the concert because I am a professional. The composer must be served, but never again.
Thank God for that.
An old trooper, that is me.
I think she's going to walk into the fish pond.
Quick, Marvin, steer her out, dear.
She doesn't like me.
She will, I'm afraid. Sooner they cart her away, the better.
Well, dinner time, and I'm going to cook it.
What? No, I do the cooking in this
house. No, not tonight. You just relax in the drawing room.
It's my kitchen. I'm the only one who knows where everything is.
There are some lamb chops in the fridge, and the vegetables are in the larder.
Billy!
He's quite right. You don't realize how long you've been practicing. I'll be ready in half an hour.
Billy, how can you be so disloyal? The principle that matters. Can't you see what she's doing? She's taking us over.
Oh, I think it's rather nice of her to cook dinner.
Billy, what has happened to you? You, the one with the bright ideas.
They aren't working too well, though, are they?
Well, maybe not exactly as we've planned, but I'm convinced we've got a puzzle.
Yes, along with Mariana and that little Marvin. We can't have witnesses.
Haven't you noticed they've gone? We're all alone now.
Sizzler, she'll be away by tomorrow. She'd be away today. You hadn't asked her to spend the night.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Well,
you know perfectly well she'll stay, and she'll make us become old. We'll atrophy. Look, I've got another plan.
I want my dinner.
We'll carry it out after dinner. Don't worry. It's quite exciting, too.
How does it work?
It needs you for a start. Now, do you remember exactly how Rachel's mother died?
Some awful accident, wasn't it?
Yes. She was on holiday in Central Europe.
I've got it, yeah. She went swimming in the Danube, got caught up in the whirlpool, and drowned.
Right on. And have you noticed how dusty Rachel is?
Well, obviously she is. She's been up in the loft.
Well, then, she'll be bound to want to have a bath.
BBC Two is closing down now. But for those of you who don't feel like nodding off just yet, there's another hour of smooth sounds on Radio 2's Late Show. As for me, I'm going out to look for a taxi.
What?
Take me home to my little truckle bed. We'll be back again at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Until then, this is my
Eddie by his time.
Wishing you a good night.
Good night to you too, Miles. Oh, I suppose those two went up ages ago. Oh, I'm all sticky and dirty. Oh, what a nuisance. They'll be sound asleep. Still, they did say I could have a bath any time. Kept going on about it. Oh, they might have left one light on. Who's there? Oh, stop it now. All this imagining. Where's the stupid light switch? Dash, it's fused. Perhaps there's one over the mirror. Oh, jings, there goes Uncle Billy's false teeth. Ah, here we are. Oh, that's a lot of use. Talk about dim the lights. Oh, goody, goody, they've got some bad thoughts. Ghost riders in the sky. An old... Oh, what's that in the bath? Oh, no, she's only gone and put her crimpoline tea gown to soak. How absent-minded can you get? Oh, I can't be bothered with a bath. Where's the toothpaste? Oh, good God and Highlanders, what's that?
Help!
Who's there?
It's me.
Uncle Billy? What on earth are you doing? I nearly died of fright.
I can't breathe.
Oh, here. Oh! Lift up your arms. I'll get you out. No, don't worry. I've got you. There you go. Now lie flat. No, on your tummy. A bit of old-fashioned life-saving, that's what's needed.
What's going on? Are you assaulting my Billy?
Oh, don't be stupid. He's nearly drowned himself. Now breathe in. Breathe out. He must have passed out in the bath. Whatever's he wearing a dress for? Breathe in again. Breathe out again. Is he a bit sort of...
No.
Oh, now, can you breathe now?
It's her fault.
Billy!
She made me do it.
What are you talking about?
Murderous. Oh, I'll kill you.
Oh, stop it! Billy!
Billy!
Let go of me!
Break it up. Come on, I won't have this. You should be ashamed of yourselves playing games at this time of night. You ought to be tucked up in your bed.
That's where I want to be. She keeps forcing me.
Please. I don't want to hear any more. No. Not another peep. Now, are you all right, Billy?
Yes, thank you.
Well, take that old dress off and give yourself a good rub dry. Susan, help him.
Not likely.
I can rub myself dry.
Well, good, because that's exactly what you will be doing.
Off to your rooms, both of you.
Now she gives us orders.
Makes a change from you.
I just want to have my bath in peace, if you don't mind. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
I wish you were dead, too.
Oh, Jesus, this house had been raped.
What have we done for you?
Well,
your
nose,
Dexport.
Oh, dear, no.
Oh, dear, only I could have their energy. Now, there ought to be a rubber duck round here somewhere.
How many fried eggs do you like?
Just one, please.
Oh, gosh, I'm perishing.
I really couldn't care less.
Look here. Tell me what went wrong.
You made a fool of me.
Well, I didn't know it wasn't going to work. I thought she'd just walk in, switch on the dim light, see this ghostly figure of her mother in the bath, and run out screaming, her mind turned forever.
You should have done it yourself.
Well, you're much stronger than I am. I've got a bad back.
I can tell you, it's nothing how I feel this morning. I'm lucky to be alive.
Just give me a cold, unemotional analysis of what happened.
There was a loose tissue thing round the collar of the dress. Well, when I put my head under water, it floated over my face. So I just looked like some silly old dressing soap. And when the bath salts got up my nose...
Hi-ho, we all learn from our mistakes.
Stop right there. We're not carrying on.
Hello?
Hello, Marvin.
Can I come round and smash some more plates?
You can come round and smash someone's face in, if you like.
Don't encourage him, Susan. He's caused enough trouble.
Marvin?
Yes?
She's the one.
Do be your age, girl. Marvin, go away and play.
Everybody says that.
Come on, Susan. The porridge is getting cold.
Stick around, partner. I may be needing your assistance.
Sure thing, Sheriff.
Oh, lovely. Cream and brown sugar.
I thought the Scots prefer salt.
I've got some here. Let me sprinkle it on for you.
Oh, poor little Marvin. He seems to have no friends at all.
And his parents aren't around either.
Probably at work.
Only a little chap here. No mummy and daddy.
Oh, we didn't say that. They just aren't there.
Still, how painful it must be to have no mother at that age. Oh, Rachel, I do beg your pardon, dear. How tactless of me. I quite forgot you.
Oh, good gracious, it doesn't mean a thing to me. My mother died before I was conscious of her.
Blast.
Susan.
I meant blast, how awful for her.
I got on very well with Daddy.
Yes, you would.
So on the whole, there aren't many traumas in my psyche.
You can never be sure about that.
No, the important thing is to get out and about, do things for people.
Really?
I've got a wonderful idea for you two.
I had a feeling you might.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, I don't think it's all that healthy for you alone here. Strange people wandering into your garden at night, crockery smash-ups. You're far too vulnerable. One day something really nasty might happen.
You're going to throw us out? Oh, Susan, I am sorry.
That's all right.
What are you talking about? I wouldn't dream of such a thing. Mine's a real fun idea. You'll love it.
Will we? Oh, goody.
I don't think I like this porridge.
Shut up and eat your bacon and egg.
Now, between the pizzeria and the hamburger place in the Fulham Road, there's an old travel agency that's just about to go bust.
Good afternoon, Nick Humboldt reporting. We're kicking off with an item about the latest thing in food fads. Right now, I'm standing inside a unique establishment in the Fulham Road. And if I can just push my way through this crush... Excuse me, I'll be able to speak... Ah, there she is, the young proprietress herself, Rachel Rounsville.
Hello, Nick, and welcome.
Rachel, tell us a bit about this place.
Well, a few weeks ago, I came across an incredible cache full of the most exquisite Art Deco treasures. But, of course, up in an attic in Ealing, nobody could get to see them. So that's what this place is all about.
Terrific. Could you describe it to the listeners?
Basically, it's a 1940s tea room decorated in the 1930s style.
I see. Combining two current trends. Sneaky.
You've got it. And we call it the ration room. Menus are printed on ration cards. When you make an order, our waitresses, who are dressed as nippies, tear out what you want.
And what exactly do you serve?
Powdered eggs, powdered potatoes, turnips and swedes, rose hip syrup, chicory coffee. They all go down a bomb.
So I noticed the food actually is served in bombs.
Uh-huh. And the pepper and salt comes in hand grenades.
I gather there's such a battle to get into the place that you've already pushed back your borders.
Indeed we have. We've commandeered the cellar and called it the air raid shelter. It's kitted out with piles of sacks, so if you're feeling sleepy, you can even crash there.
So, that's the scene, folks. If you want to make a D-Day of it, the ration room in the Fulham Road.
A number 14 bus passes right by us. And Nick, before you go, I must mention our special entertainment.
Don't tell me you've got Vera Lynn.
No, but we do have my Thé Dansant trio.
Well, that's fantastic. Perhaps they can play us out.
Okay. Billy, a one, two, three.
What a gash!
Oh, hurrah! Good shot!
What's going on?
Marvin, I thought you'd never get here.
Hurry up!
Won't be a sec.
See you around the corner.
Susan, you are naughty.
What are you doing? Simulating bomb attacks?
I'm not, but somebody else is. Stay calm, everyone. It's just a little accident. Susan?
It's all right, Mariana. You can come up from under the piano.
Oh, my shattered nerves.
My shattered window?
Oh, even Tamara Hess, nobody could do this.
Cheer up. There's a streaker outside.
Oh, yes? But I've felt the third one today.
Where are you off to?
Don't know. Down to the cemetery. Throw stones at the ducks.
Oh, but he is stringy.
Yes.
And he's
not up to much, is it?
Yeah, well, I'd better grab that.
On the radio?
Excuse me. Will you play There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover?
Drop dead.
I shall. I am an old pro.
I'll stay amateur. It gives you certain rights.
Susan, I don't understand you. What are you on about?
Stuff the bluebirds and the white cliffs. That's what I'm on about.
Wait for me, Marvin. A duet now, Billy. 1, 2, 3.
In To Wit, To Woo by Peter Rankin, Irene Handel played Susan and Arnold Ridley played Billy. Rachel was played by Denise Coffey and Mariana by Gladys Spencer. Marvin was played by Joey Clark and the reporter by Anthony Smee. The play was produced and directed by Susanna Capon. Thank you.